Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, Professor Shane Higgins, consultant, obstetrician and gynaecologist at the National Maternity Hospital, is with us in studio today for this week's Making Babies. How's things, Shane?
Good, all good? Andrea. Yeah, all good.
Good. 087 1400 106, as always, that's the WhatsApp number for your questions. We're talking about monitoring fetal movement. So how do we do just that?
Well, this is a topic I repeatedly bring up with my patients, and I think it is one of the most important things you can do as far as monitoring the well-being of your baby is concerned. So fetal movement will start at different gestational ages for patients. Well, their awareness of fetal movement will start. If you scan a woman at 9, 10, 11, 12 weeks, you'll often see the baby move in utero because it's so small and delicate, they won't be aware of it. And you're not actually feeling the baby move. The woman is feeling the baby bumping into her uterus. So it's only when the baby is big enough and strong enough that you'll start to become aware of this. And it's typically around the 20-week mark for most patients that they'll start to become aware of fetal movement. But as the pregnancy progresses beyond that point, and certainly beyond 26, 28 weeks, fetal movement becomes a very important way of monitoring the well-being of your baby. And what I constantly and repeatedly say to my patients is, if you have a day where you're concerned about the baby's movement and you feel it's not the same as yesterday or the day before, and you're worried about it, then yeah, put your feet up, give yourself an hour or two to see if you've just been busy and preoccupied. But if at the end of that time you can't reassure yourself, come into the hospital, come into whichever maternity hospital you're attending and get them to check the baby out. Mm. Don't ever go to bed. Don't ever go to sleep if you're worried about the baby's movement.
And are there, is that just an A&E trip? Or
yeah, so we have an emergency room in our hospital. So that's where patients who have diminished fetal movement will come to. They'll be put on a monitor for monitoring the baby's heart rate, the same as the one they'll be on in labour. They'll get a scan to see that there's plenty of fluid around the baby and that the baby's moving on scan. And they'll be sent home. And everyone is reassured. The healthcare providers, the patient, the husband. So it's very important.
Can fetal movement differ depending if it's your first or second child?
Well, fetal movement, I say to all my patients, don't compare this pregnancy to your last, because the movement pattern can be entirely different. So just monitor this on its own merits. Compare today to yesterday, tomorrow to today, and so on. Don't chart, don't record, don't mark on a piece of paper when you feel the baby movement. You'll get a sense over a period of time about a pattern to the baby's movement. And if you come in the evening and say, loads of movement today, and you're sitting watching TV and you say, loads of movement, that's all. Mm. That's good enough.
At what period, though, do you typically start to get the fetal movements that you will, you know, recognise regularly?
So for patients who've been pregnant before, it can be a little bit earlier, say 16 weeks or so on. They might not. So don't be fearful if you're not. But certainly by 20 to 24 weeks, everyone should be feeling the baby move to some extent. And don't compare to friends or rallies, because they'll be different. Just monitor your own pregnancy on its own merits.
Now, it's funny you talking about the charts there, because I've heard my friends talk about kick counting.
Yeah. There is. There's the things
so should you do that?
No. Well, I don't tell my patients to do that. In fact, I discourage my patients from doing that, because the kick chart will give you a kind of a all is well if you count 10 kicks in 12 hours or whatever it might be according to the chart you're using. But what if yesterday was 20 kicks and the day before it was 30 kicks? So compare today to yesterday. That's all I say to patients.
Okay. What else can you monitor besides that, or how?
The monitoring the fetal movement between. So patients nowadays, when they come to an antenatal visit, they get a scan, and that scan gives us that reassurance. There's plenty of fluid, the baby's well grown, and we can see movement on the scan. And that gives you an enormous amount of reassurance. But then between those two scans, the fetal movement pattern, perception, appreciation by the patient becomes really important in their ability to say from one day to the next, my baby's fine. Apart from that, there's not a whole lot else we ask patients to monitor. Obviously, if they bleed or if they're leaking fluid or if they get any pains, they should go straight into the hospital, particularly the earlier, the more important it is that they present. But for me, the one constant throughout the entire pregnancy that you should monitor and be comfortable with, without becoming overly paranoid about the movement pattern, is fetal movement.
Okay. Listener questions. 087 1400 106. I'm 10 weeks pregnant with my first child. I've noticed when sitting down that I'm feeling some slight tingling in my lower abdomen. Is this normal at this stage, or should I be concerned?
Well, patients will describe all manner of aches, pains and twinges, and for the majority they're benign and of no consequence. There's round ligament pain, there's pelvic girdle pain, there's the uterus growing, which might cause twinges. the type of pain that you should be concerned about, regardless of the gestational age, is strong uterine contraction, period cramp type pain. If you start to get those, you should at least go into the hospital to be checked out. Any bleeding, you should go into the hospital to be checked out. And in the latter stages of pregnancy, any leakage of fluid, which might be an indication that your waters have gone, is a reason for presenting to the hospital also.
Well, I didn't ask you, why is the baby kicking? Like what's happening with their kid?
For the most part, these are what are referred to as reflex arcs. So the baby isn't consciously moving. The baby touches the uterus and it pulls its arm away, or it pushes it out, or the same with its upper limbs. And so the knees and the elbows and the is what you feel. But it's because the baby has the ability, and it's important for the baby. The baby does a lot of things in utero that there's an expectation it will do when it comes out. So the baby breathes in utero. It breathes fluid in and out of its lungs. Very important for lung maturity. It swallows the fluid. So the baby's muscles are all functional, whether they're the skeletal muscles or the smooth muscles of the gastrointestinal tract. They're all functional. We can't expect the baby to just be born on day one and suddenly start to move its limbs. It's doing it throughout pregnancy.
Listener here says she's heavily pregnant, 35 weeks. I can physically see the baby moving now in my tummy. Is it normal?
Absolutely, and hugely reassuring. And it means that your partner, your kids can see it, and it's absolutely normal to feel that. It's the disappearance of that, or the reduction in that, is something that you should be alarmed about. Not fetal movement is nothing other than a sign of well-being. And I again repeatedly say that if you're getting movement from your baby, overwhelming likelihood is it's happy where it is.
Recently, my baby has moved position and I now have constant pressure on my bladder. Mm. Is there any way to alleviate it?
No, not really. I mean, that's kind of a phenomenon of the latter stages of the third trimester, where the baby starts to engage, where the head or the bottom, whichever it is, breech or cephalic, whether it starts to move down into the pelvis, putting a lot of pressure on your pelvis and your bladder. And patients will often feel that they're constantly in need of going to pass urine. But when they get there, there's only a relatively small volume. It's because the head is pressing on the bladder and gives that sensation.
I'm 28 weeks pregnant. I went into the hospital last week, worried that my baby wasn't moving. Yeah. All okay, thankfully. But again, the movement is very little. When should I start to worry, and roughly how much movement should I expect to feel at 28 weeks?
Well, you should feel movement every day. And again, I'll just tell you what I say to my patients is that around the 28 week mark, you should start to appreciate a pattern to the movement. Now, the patient's absolutely right to have gone to the hospital, but what the hospital should have done or should do is they assess the size of your baby. Is the baby an appropriate size for the gestational age? Is there plenty of fluid around the baby? Is the baby moving? And if they see all that, they get that, they can obviously reassure the patient that all is well. The patient then needs to maybe spend a little bit more time. And if you're a really busy person during the day and don't have the time, you have to just carve out some time, particularly around meal times. Because these are the times that you're typically sitting and you can pay attention to the movement. Or when you're at home in the evening, you're sitting on the sofa or lying on the sofa. That's the time. So you should now at 28 weeks be starting to appreciate a movement or a movement pattern. But again, don't compare to friends or relatives, because you might not be just getting the same amount of movement that they're getting. And that doesn't mean that that's not normal. It could be absolutely normal for you. But by 28 weeks, you should certainly be feeling movement.
So don't ever be afraid to go into the A&E.
Never, ever be afraid. And people say, oh, I don't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
You are absolutely not wasting anybody's time. We have staff dedicated to this service, and so do all the other maternity hospitals. If you're concerned about your baby's movement, it's imperative that you come in.
Dr. Shane Higgins, Professor Shane Higgins, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at the National Maternity Hospital. Shane, thanks a million for popping into us for this Wednesday's Making Babies.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.